More and more people are taking delight in nature, and not only want to see the forest, but also to experience it as intensely as they can, and I am one of them. We often envy animals for the immediate, clear feedback their senses give them. But how aware are we of our own senses? After living for centuries in a human-oriented world that robs us of the daily necessity of keeping a wary eye on nature, what skills do we still possess? If we are to believe the multitude of reports that compare the amazing skills of animals with our own, as a species we don't have much to offer, other than brain power. In matters of the senses, we fall short when measured against almost all our fellow creatures. Sometimes we even seem to relish our role as evolutionary losers, and so the bond between people and nature appears to be ruptured beyond repair, and all there is left for us to do is to peer enviously at the amazing abilities animals possess. We couldn't be more wrong. We are completely capable of engaging effectively with the world in which we live. It wasn't so long ago that our ancestors had to fight their way through forests, registering the presence of every possible danger or potential prey quickly enough to act. And because the blueprint for making humans has not changed since then, we can console ourselves with the thought that all our senses are still intact. The only thing missing is a bit of practice, and here we can catch up. Let's first consider vision and ask a seemingly simple question: why do we see trees in colour? We know we feel relaxed when we look at green trees. A shady green view even improves our health. But why do we see the colour green in the first place? After all, this is not a skill most other mammals share with us. Their world is restricted to a narrow range of colours. Take the highly intelligent dolphin. Like many marine mammals, dolphins see the world in black and white, because their retinas contain just one type of cone. Cones are cells that make it possible to see colour. To distinguish between two colours, you need at least two different types of cones. Paradoxically, the one cone dolphins and other similar animals have is for the colour green. This one cone allows them to distinguish between various levels of brightness, but that is all. Dolphins can't even process blue light, which not only colours the surface of the ocean, but also reaches way down into the depths. Our four-legged domestic companions, such as dogs and cats, and wild forest animals, such as deer or wild pigs, do considerably better than dolphins in the colour department.